We are learning Maseches Yevamos, Daf Lamed Amud Aleph, and we're beginning the Mishnah on top of Daf Lamed Amud Aleph. Zok the Mishnah. Shloisha Achim, Shnayim Mehem Nesum Shtei Achoyes. You have three brothers. Two of them are married two sisters. Ve'echad Nasi Nachrus, and one is married another woman who's not a sister. Meis Echad Bali Achoyes. One of the Bali Achoyes, we'll call him Ruvain, dies, and his wife falls to Yibum. Now, when his wife falls to Shimon, it's also to Shimon, because Shimon is married to the sister, to Reuven's wife's sister. Therefore, Shimon can't do Yibum, but Levi could do Yibum. V'konas nasin achras. Levi was not married to any sisters. He could do Yibum on Eishes Reuven, Reuven's wife. V'konas nasin achras is ishtoi. Umeis, and then Levi dies. Levi's a brother also, without any children. He dies without children. So his two wives fall to Yibum to Shimon. The halacha is that both potter from Yibum and no chalitza also. The first wife, which means Reuven's wife, who's now married to Levi, is goes out because of a chayzisha. That's his wife's sister. Simple. And Levi's wife, his previous wife, who he's still married to, will not be able to marry Shimon either because it's tzara zavra. It's a tzara of the chayzisha. That's very simple. It's basically really a halacha that we learned in the first Mishnah of the Masechta. Then the Mishnah is another halacha, also ba maimar umeis. Let's say Levi didn't have a chance to actually marry Eishes Reuven. He just gave her maimar kedushin, and then Levi dies. So there, it's nachris chaletz lemes v'yemes. There it's a suffix if it's called a tzara serva, or it's a miksas tzara serva, because maimar is only koinem midrabanan. Therefore, it's very possible Levi's wife should need Yibum, because it's not really a co-wife with Reuven's wife, because Levi never married Reuven's wife, only gave Maimer. So therefore, it's enough to make that you can't do Yibum anymore, but you need Chalitza. It's not a posh to Tzara Zarva. Why not? Because Maimer is not kinda, therefore it's not a simple Tzara Zarva. That's the Mishnah. So the Mara makes a diak. That's poshut that Levi did not do Maimer. It's Mashan in our Mishnah. Levi didn't do Maimer. Let's Levi didn't do anything. Reuven dies without children. His wife forced Yibum to Levi and to Shimon. Shimon obviously can't do Yibum, but Levi didn't have a chance to do Yibum yet. Then Levi dies. What about Levi's wife? Is Levi's wife mutter to Shimon or not? It's mashmar mishas mutter to Shimon. And why is that? Quite simple. Because he never married Reuven's wife. So he never married the Erev. It's no tzara's Erev. No co-wife of the Erev. Never married Erev. That's mashmar mishnah. Taimud avad ba maimer. Haloy avad ba maimer. If Levi didn't do maimer, didn't do anything. Then the woman, Levi's wife, who's not a sister here, call her Nachris, she's not a sister over here, she, Nachris obviously does not mean a goita, it means who's not a sister, so Levi's wife is not a sister, we can do Yivim on it. Rav Nachman, that's what it says on Mishnah. Rav Nachman, so what does that mean? That means, Leish Samaris ain't Zika of a fellow Characha. That we see from here that we don't say Yesh Zika, even if it's only one brother, because technically over here, when Reuven dies, his wife is only Oymid Liyibum to one of the brothers, only to Levi, not to Shimon, because Shimon is married to the sister. So he's only falling to Yibum to Levi. So really it's only a Zika to one brother, only Levi. And if you hold the Yesh Zika, so it's considered they're married ready. If it's considered married ready, then the Nachris is the co-wife of Erva, it should be Tzara Zarva. But here we see, no, the available to Yibum. So we see from here, Ein Zika, Rav Nachman says, this Mishnah is Mavuyer, that's Ein Zika. Remember this, because it comes back in later on the Amud, the bottom of the Amud, This Rav Nachman. Rav Nachman saying the Mishnah says Ein Zika because Mishnah says Dafka by Maimer is it doesn't become a co-wife at least by Miksas. Mashenkin, if there's no Maimer, then you'll be able to Yibum on the Nachris. What's Pshat? Because we hold Ein Zika. If you held the Zika, then there'll be a connection already to Levi, and then Levi would have a co-wife, would have two wives. We have the wife of the Nachris and the Chayzisha, Eishes Reuven. And since we don't say that, you see from here Ein Zika. Next Mishnah. Three brothers, two of them married two sisters, and Levi's married to Anachris. Meis Hanasi Nachris. Here it's like the opposite type of case. Levi dies. Okay, Levi dies. His wife forced Yibum. And Reuven or Shimon could do the Yibum. Let's say Reuven went ahead and did Yibum with Levi's wife. So now he has two wives. He has one wife is Shimon's sister, and Shimon's wife's sister, and the other one is an Achra, is a Stama lady. And so Reuven marries Levi's wife, Umeis, and then Reuven dies. Now both his wives fall to Shimon. Harishayna Yoitzim Shema Chayzisha. Reuven's wife, original wife, goes out because of Achayzisha, because it's Shimon's wife's sister. Mishniyam Shem Tzerasa. And the second one who did Yibun to will be a tzaras erva. Also by Maimer, unless Reuven only did Maimer to Levi's wife, Umeis, so then, Nokris Chalatsu Mesuviyav Emes. So then, this Nokris, it's a Shaila on her, if she has to do, have Chalitza or Yibum or not, because what's the Shaila? Because there, if Reuven's Maimer was a Maimer, so then she is a Tzaras Erva to his wife, Achaz Yisha, then she's part of everything. But if it's not a Kenyan, so then, it's not a Yibum, obviously. So then, he's still Chayiv Yibum as Levi's death. So Shimon's still Chayiv Yibum, so he has to do Yibum. So what does Shimon do? Do Yibum or not do Yibum by Maimer? So that's the Shiloh, because maybe it's Taka Reuven's wife, and then it's a Tzara's Erva. Therefore, Allah is Chaletzes Feloy Mesiav Emes. So this Mishnah is very, very similar to the last Mishnah. The only difference is like this. In the first Mishnah, Levi's first wife was the wife that's really mutter to Shimon, and then his second wife is the erva. In this case, the first wife is the erva, and the second wife is the one who's not an erva. That's the difference in two mishnayos, but basically the same thing. And the Gemara's question is, Asul Amali, Hainu Hach. The question is, what do you need a second mishnah? You know the first mishnah already, and not only that, it's a kavah chaymer. Why? Hashda Mahosam Tachos Ishavet Tzara Lenachris. Amrit Nachris Asura. So we're going to go with Rashi's Mashmayis that was going on the second part of Mishnah of Maimer. So Madach before, where Levi's wife was entrenched with his wife, the Nachris, who's not a sister, okay? And then he does Maimer to Reuven's wife. And still we say that this Maimer will affect Levi's real wife and make her into Tzaras Arv a little bit through Maimer. So, of course, in a case where Reuven's wife, main wife, was the erva, and then he did Maimer to Levi's wife, so of course in that case it'll have effect on Levi's wife, because his main wife is the erva. So it's much easier for the new wife to be tuffle to his wife. So, hashto mahosom madach in the first Mishnah. Da'achos isha have a tzara l'nachris. Da'achos isha is a tzara, the co-wife to the nachris, who is the entrenched wife. Amrit Nachris Asura, we say this erva asers the Nachris. Hacha, the Nachris have a Tzara L'Chayz Yisha. Here, in this Mishnah over here, it's the opposite. Where the main wife is the Chayz Yisha, the Koshkin, of course, make it aser, even by Maimer. Zok the Gemara, it's a good Kasha. The Achar, what's the Chiddush of a second? Once you have the first Mishnah, what's the Chiddush of a second Mishnah? So Gemara answers, Tana Hach Tana Bereisha. He first said the second Mishnah. That's how this Tana said over this halacha. And he thought the first case is Taka Mutter. Bahach Chazal Atayra V'Sharya. He first thought the case of the first Mishnah is Taka Mutter. Why? Because Levi's real wife is the Nachris. He did Maimer to the Chayz Yisha. It's not enough to pass up his wife Asara Zerva, which is his main wife. So he first thought it was Mutter. V'Hada Chazal Asur. And afterwards he said, no, it's Asur. He holds Asur. And since this was Chaviv, we worked this out, it was first he thought it was Mutter, then it was Aser. So since it was Chaviv, Akhtma, you put in the Mishnah first. Okay, once you had the first Mishnah, we need the second Mishnah. Well, Mishnah is also B'Kaiva. Once you had the Mishnah, you didn't take it away, you left it here. But the first Mishnah is a bigger Chiddush than the second Mishnah. Tosfos speaks out, a lot of times we say, Loizu Afzu. A lot of times we say such a thing like this. Not Loizu Afzu. Zuve in Tzarech Loimazu. Zuve in Tzarech Loimazu. A lot of times we say this halacha, and of course, all halacha. So Tosfos' answer is Tosfos' Masa de Chaviva. Tosfos' answer is that this is a whole Bava Shleima, it's a whole Mishnah, extra Mishnah, the Loi Tzricha, that already doesn't happen so often that we say a whole lot of Mishnah as Zuve in Tzarech Loimazu. Zokt the Mishnah Vaita, next Mishnah. Third Mishnah on the Amud already. Shloisha Achim, Shnaimem Sum Shtei Achayis. You have three brothers, two of them married two sisters, Ve'echon Osi Nachris, and one of them is married to a non-sister. Meis Echon Bale Achayis. One of the Bale Achayis died, which means that Reuben died, but Konas Nosu Nachris Es Ishtai. And Levi went ahead and married Reuben's wife. Umeisa Ishtai Shosheini. Now Shimon's wife dies. Shimon's still alive, and remember, Reuven dies. Levi does Yibum, because Shimon couldn't do Yibum, because Shimon was usher to Reuven's wife, because his wife's sister. So Levi had to Yibum. And now, now Shimon's wife dies. Now, halacha is, if the wife dies, you let her marry her sister. So now, the sister became mutter to him. Now, Levi dies. Now, Levi's two wives are falling to Shimon. First of all, his wife's former sister, his wife's dead now, and that was Eshes Reuven. And also the Nachas. The halach is, Harezu Asura Lav Lamas Hov Nesh Lav Shachas. The halach is, they're both potter from Yibum. Why? Because Reuven's wife exceeded the Erva to him. Why is it exceeded the Erva to him? Because the Maisa, when Reuven died, and his wife fell to Yibum to Shimon, it was Asa Atzachos Ishtai. Once it becomes Asar, so now, as the Gemara calls it, it's called the Eishes Achish Leibanim. It's like your brother's wife that has children. Your brother's wife with children can never marry you ever, ever, ever. So here, it's since at that time when Reuven died, it was Achish Ishtai, it was your wife's sister, therefore it becomes the Eishes Achish Leibanim. Now it's an Erva of Eishes Achish Leibanim. There's no way to fix that up. So Reuven's wife, once B'shas Nefila, B'shas when Reuven dies, it was Asa the Shimon, as Eishesach, then no matter who marries her, it was always Asa the Shimon. Now here, Levi married her, and then Shimon loses his wife. Good, it's not his wife's sister anymore, but still Asa as being Reuven's wife, because the Eishesach of Reuven. And therefore, Shimon cannot do Yibum to Erva. Not only that, the Levi's other wife will also not be able to do Yibum, because the Tzara's Erva. Harezu Asura Lov Alom, and so Nesra of Shach, this was Nesra of B'shas Nefila. That's our Mishnah. Mishnah of Nesra. Zakta Gemara, Amar Rav Yudom Rav, Kol Yevama, She'en Ani Kareba, B'shas Nefila, any Yevama that B'shas the Misa of her husband, there's no way to do Yivam, Yevama Yavala, you can't say Yevama Yavala, Harehu, he, Ke'eshes Ach, She'esh Le'banim, V'asura, the halach is, that she is like Ke'eshes Ach, She'esh Le'banim, and she is Aser. She is Aser forever. That's Rav Yehuda said B'shem Ravis Memra. So Mar says, like, hello, that's a Mishnah. It's, well, why are you saying your own Memra over here that then it is that calls that anytime B'shas feels Aser? It's K'eshash Le'banim. It's a Mishnah. My Kamash Lon, Tanina, we looked at our Mishnah. Raise Asura La'lam, it's Havanash Lav Shalachas. So what are you being Maisiv on more than the Mishnah? So Gemara says, I'll tell you what I mean Maisiv on. I'll tell you what Rav is being Maisiv. Ma'o Teima, Hani Mili Hechad Loi Echzila B'Nafila Rishayna. In the case of our Mishnah, from after Reuven died until Levi did Yibum, the whole entire time, Eishes Reuven was Asa to Shimon, because Shimon's wife was still alive. Shimon's wife only died after Levi did Yibum. But maybe you would say, but let's say in a case where Shimon's wife died before anyone did Yibum, maybe there you will be able to do Yibum. No. That since it was Nesra, B'shas and Reuven died, even though it became Mutter before anyone did anything, still it's Aser because Nesra, B'shas and Fila. And that we don't see from our Mishnah, because our Mishnah's case is Levi did Yibum before Shimon's wife died. Vreiti Gemara, Hanami Tanina. That's also a Mishnah. And the Mishnah says, Shnei Achim Nesum Shtei Achayis. Two brothers married two sisters. This is a very simple case. Two brothers and two sisters. Meis Echad Mehem. One of them dies, Reuven dies. V'achem Meis Tishasheni. And afterwards, Shimon's wife dies. This is a Mishnah later on. Afterwards, Shimon's wife dies. Harezu Asura Lav Alamas. Hov Nesra Shavachas. Mamas, this case. You have two brothers, two sisters. One brother dies. His wife falls to Yibum to Shimon. Then Shimon's wife dies before anyone did anything. The halacha is that it's us. It's a Mishnah also. So what's Rav telling us? So Gemara Ma'al Tema Hosumu De Itchilei Mahai Beis Lagamri. Maybe you would say that it's different. Ma'al Tema Hosumu De Itchilei Mahai Beis Lagamri. That over there, the reason why there's no Yibum whatsoever, but the case of Reuven and Shimon only, is because when Reuven dies, there is no one to do Yibum. There it's Nitcha B'chal. Havahacha, but here in a case, let's say you have Reuven, Shimon, and Levi, and Reuven died, and before Levi did Yibum, Shimon's wife died. So here it's better, because it was still alive, the Yibum was still alive, because Levi was still able to Yibum, the mitzvah Yibum was still here. Like in the case of Reuven and Shimon, the mitzvah Yibum is over. Once Reuven dies, it's out. It's an erva, there's no Yibum. But here, the Yibum is alive. The Yibum is here, because Levi's still alive here. Maybe then you would say it becomes mutter, because since it's mutter to Levi, so now it can be mutter to Shimon. Since it's mutter to Levi, it's mutter to the other one also. Kamash v'la, no. Kamash v'la, you don't say that. There is no heter of Yibum, because it's Nesra. B'shas Tefila is Nesra, there's no heter of Yibum, because it's considered like an Eishes Ach, Sheyesh Lo Banim.